Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
How's it going, Miles? My name is Vince with A&M. Miles, I have a customer's order number for you when you are ready.
I'm ready for the order number.
All right, the number is 07 Alpha 3 Echo Charlie Echo 2.
Thank you. And this order is for Lizette Rivas at 258 Greenbrier Street, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007. And how can I assist you with this order today, Vincent?
All right, Miles. I called earlier. This order fell off my e-track. I called just in case just to see what was happening with the order. They said that the order had been rescheduled. Well, I guess the lady said it had been canceled and then rescheduled to a different date. I guess they had mixed up the installation and the install, or the uninstall and the install. She was supposed to get them on the same day, so she only had the unit delivered, but she was still waiting for the actual install of the unit. And then I guess there was a address confusion as well. I have the address. The customer states that they have the unit there as well. I'm calling just to see if I can get a breach code, Miles, if possible, if I can get the breach code to do the install, if it is possible to do it.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I see a note on the order. It says, a representative called the DOD and spoke with Zoraida, who informed that the order would be recreated with the correct address. And she provided a breach code. Let me see if I can locate that order in the database. Hopefully it exists.
Okay. Yeah, because the customer was saying that, I guess, the XPO rep had told her that there's two separate teams. One team does the uninstallation, and the other team does the installation of the unit. So I told her, I said, no, it's not normally how it works. I said, one team delivers, and then there's another team that does the install and uninstall. So I said, but there's not two separate teams that do the install and uninstall, so there's one. So I guess
yes,
that's where she was getting confused. Yeah, so I'm just, you know, I figured I'd just call to see if I could help her out. And, you know, hey, she's only right down the street from me. If I can help her out, I'll help her out.
Oh, I understand that. And I thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem, Miles.
Oh, no. Let's see. What is this? And why is it not the same order number as what you gave me? That's so
That's
strange.
That's what she was saying. Okay? Yeah, they had to cancel her order that she has on here now, and then they had to recreate another order.
Yeah, there's a new order in the database now, and the new order is scheduled for June 2nd. And so we do have the new order. I can provide you with the DMS number for the new order if you'd like.
Yeah. Can I actually, is it possible to get a breeze code for that as well, too, or no? Like to do the install since I'm doing it ahead of time, or no?
Well, the breeze code is on the other order. I could provide it to you. And then when you finish this order, since you can't update it in eTrack, I guess you just have to call us and request that we update it, and we could send it over as necessary. Yeah, and the breeze code's on this order as well.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that then. I mean, worst case, I mean, if this one just gets canceled out, I'm sure Boss Man will probably just close out the other one, the one, you know, that you give me.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely going to be the one that you guys would close out so you get paid properly for this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure he really does close out the right one, then, you know. I got to make sure I get paid.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be it. I'll provide you with a DMS number whenever you're ready.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds, Miles. I'm pulling on the
Sure.
Right now. You said this is the DMS number?
Yeah, the order number, yeah. What you would normally give me, it's the order number.
Go for it. What you got?
07A55D65.
So 07 Alpha 55 Delta 65.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. So then I'll just give this order number to Boss Man. Just have him close out this one, and then
yes,
the one that you currently have, that the ECE2, that one, just close it out as a reschedule or cancel. Correct.
The other order is already canceled on our system.
Yes. Yeah, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my stops here. I'm thinking of the one after that one. Okay. So, yeah, just give them that order number, and then you said it was scheduled for June 2nd?
Yes, sir.
June 2nd. Perfect. Okay. So at least this way, if he sees it pop up, you know, you can just do what he's got
to
do with it.
And
I'm
did
not
you want
sure
me to
how
give
far
you...
out he's made it, bro.
Did you want me to give you the breeze code that we got from the DOD when they, to have them create this order?
Oh, yeah, please. If you have one for that, please. Yes.
Okay, so that breeze code was 287-870-837. And the representative that contacted the DOD spoke with Zoraida, Z like zebra, O-R-I-D-A. Is how she spelled it.
Perfect. All right. I will give this all to Boss Man, and I'll have him start taking care of it. Perfect. Thank you very much, Miles. I appreciate your help, my man.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, sir. That was it.
Okay, then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you as always. And I do hope you have a good day.
Cool. Thank you very much, Miles. I appreciate it. You as well. Have a good one.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.